I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Agatha Samoa. In the headlines, President Mills demands hard work from his appointees. More declarations of support for President Mills as he gears up to contest Nana Koneda Adjumann-Rawlings for NDC flag bearership. Abutu's return to peace talks. AU observer mission to Nigeria's presidential election needs President Goodluck Jonathan. Fighting and looting underway in Cote d'Ivoire despite capture of Laurent Gbagbo and simmering unrest in neighboring Burkina Faso. First, a summary with Mercy Soa.
President Mills has challenged his ministers and other appointees to put in more effort to support government to transform the socioeconomic situation of the people. President Mills said although a lot has been achieved, his appointees should not be complacent, but rather do more to speed up growth in all sectors of the economy. President Mills was speaking on the last leg of his three-day working visit to the Ashanti region. Groups within the NDC are expressing their unflinching support for President Mills in the upcoming Congress of the NDC. In a statement, the Upper West Regional Secretary of the NDC, Eric Dakura, on behalf of the branch, said the successes chalked up by President Mills are worthy of commendation. The chairman of the Central Regional Branch, Samuel Edu-Yeboah, is also of the view that a team that has performed well deserves to be retained. The Abudu royal family of Dagbon has announced its intention to return to the mediation talks by the Committee of Eminent Chiefs. The family took the decision after a crunch meeting yesterday, according to the Abudus. They are pleased with the decision of President Mills to promote the resumption of the peace talks between them and the Andanis. And President Alassane Ouattara has received support from troops formerly loyal to ousted rival Laurent Gbagbo. Meanwhile, UN peacekeeping chief Le Roy says they're still fighting and looting despite Ouattara's victory.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The news in detail. President John Evans Atta Mills has asked his ministers and other appointees to be firm in their output and put in more effort to support the government to transform the socio-economic situation of their people. He reminded them that the task ahead, although difficult and challenging, is surmountable. President Mills, who was on the last leg of his three-day working visit to the Ashanti region, was inaugurating a 150,000 Ghana City Health Center at Trebidi in the Havana North District. The project, was funded through the Community-Based Rural Development Project of the World Bank. President Mills said, although a lot has been achieved under his administration, appointees should not give in to complacency, since a lot more needs to be done to speed up growth in all sectors of the economy. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofo, rejected claims that the Mills administration was taking credit for projects started by the past government. He said government has its own clearly defined development agenda to improve the lot of Ghanaians. Mr. Ofosu-Ampofo urged Metropolitan, Municipal and District Chief Executives to take advantage of the District Development Fund to embark on social interventions that will help raise the quality of life of the people. Support continues to pour in for President Atta Mills in the forthcoming Congress of the NDC, slated for July 8 and 9. The latest to throw their weight behind President Mills are the Upper West Regional and Constituency Executives and the Central Regional Branch of the party. In a statement, the Upper West Regional Secretary of the NDC, Eric Dakura, said the credentials of President Mills in his 2 years in office is commendable. For his part, the chairman of the Central Region, believes there is no need to change a team that has performed well. Here is a news desk report.
A statement issued in WA by the regional secretary of the party, Eric Dakura, said executives took into consideration the performance of the president's 2 years in office and his chances of winning the presidential elections in 2012. The statement noted that the credentials of Professor Mills stand tall among other candidates in and outside the party. The statement appealed to the former President Rawlings to bury any differences that exist between him and President Mills in the interest of the party. The statement called on the Council of Elders of the party to intervene to resolve the differences. The chairman of the Central Regional NDC, Samuel Eduyeboah, said the party has struggled to come to power and believes no political party will take a decision to change its winning team, most especially when they have lived up to expectation. The statement urged President Mills to be firm and courageous, as he will be voted for massively.
A news desk report. The presidential candidate for the PNC in the 2008 elections, Dr. Edward Mahama, has proposed the setting up of a health committee to look at the healthcare delivery system in the country and come out with a national policy which will bind any government that comes into power. The committee should be led by an independent body like the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons. Dr. Mahama was addressing a health forum organized by the Students' Representative Council of the University of Ghana, Accra City Campus. He spoke to Radio Ghana after the event.
I propose that the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons should spearhead a think tank called Ghana Health Committee, and that it should be given a mandate to look at the totality of healthcare delivery in Ghana now and into the future. And the key area that I think they need to look at will be, one, the quality of healthcare Ghanaians deserve and should get. Two, healthcare financing reform to ensure sustainability of the system with time into the next 50 years. Three, government-private partnerships that will reduce direct costs to government and facilitated by legislation, the financing and establishing of private hospitals to make universal access a reality. Four, the issue of liability of healthcare providers and compensation to victims, that is, patients, of unintended or negligent injury during delivery of healthcare. Five, herbal medicine and herbal practitioners and their integration into the universal access plan of the nation.
What are some of the advantages the country stands to gain if your proposal is accepted?
Tasking our national institutions, the College of Physicians and Surgeons, has several advantages. One, our national goals and policies to achieve specific objectives, in this case, universal access to health service, will be homegrown. We won't be taking IMF or World Bank or anybody's eye. Two, it will discourage political parties that form subsequent government from abandoning what was started by the previous government. It will serve as a national policy, and subsequent governments will just have to follow the roadmap, even if they modify one or two things.
In your view, is the universal access to free and quality healthcare achievable?
Universal access to free and quality healthcare is not only desirable, but it's achievable for a richly God-endowed nation like Ghana. If we plan for it, we can achieve it.
The presidential candidate for the PNC in the 2008 elections, Dr. Edward Mahama, talking to Olivia Amoadanso. The Minister of Energy, Dr. Joe Atinje, has directed the management of the Electricity Company of Ghana to, as a matter of urgency, rectify all technical challenges associated with the prepaid metering system. He also charged them to improve on their operations to satisfy consumers. Dr. Atinje appealed to staff of ECG to desist from indulging in acts that tarnish the image of the company and the country as a whole. Dr. Atinje made the call in a speech read on his behalf at the 8th National Best Employee Awards of the ECG in Accra. Lawrence Nordi and Victoria Hajiwe at the ceremony and have come through with this report.
The ECG's Best Employees Award scheme was instituted in 2003 by the then Board of Directors and management of the company for the purpose of acknowledging the contribution of staff towards achieving ECG's corporate objectives. Deserving employees are nominated by their supervisors at the sectional, district, directorate and regional levels and vetted by a select panel. After the vetting, the final selection is done by a national select committee of ECG. The minister noted that government will assist the ECG to carry out its programs to upgrade, expand sub-transmission network and set up additional bulk supply points and primary substations to meet the high load growth. He expressed worry at the attitudes of some of the staff whose actions impede progress of ECG. He was not happy that some local agents as well as foreign contractors with the aid of ECG staff charged customers exorbitant sums for single-phase and three-phase meters instead of the government-approved amount of 58 pesos and 1 Ghana Cedi 15 pesos. Dr. Atinje urged the management of ECG to address this problem in the spirit of transparency, which he said is the hallmark of the government. The acting managing director of ECG, Anthony Jampo, said management is presently accelerating its efforts to improve its services to customers. It disclosed that ECG will soon establish an electricity fast-track court in Accra to prosecute people who indulge in illegal connections. Mr. Jampo noted that ECG meters are not for sale to any category of persons. He therefore urged customers to report anybody who tried to sell meters to them. He assured customers that ECG will continue to explore and deploy good operational and customer care systems to make its services delivery better. Awards were presented to deserving workers at the regional level, with Rahel Isando being adjudged the overall national best employee.
A report by Lawrence Norte and Victoria Ahaji. The Board of Directors of the Ghana News Agency has directed the General Manager, Nana Podia, to proceed on indefinite leave as from today. The Acting Chairman of the Board, Kojahli Jahu, announced this at a meeting with the local executive of the Public Service Workers Union and the Communications Workers Union, said Nana Podia has attained the compulsory retiring age of 60 for public servants. The board directed that he should hand over his duties as general manager to the supervising chief editor, Bwache Dankwa. The Abudu Royal Family of Gabon has announced it will return to mediation talks conducted by a committee of eminent chiefs chaired by Asante Hino Tumfo Sejidu. The family said it was encouraged by the decision of President Atta Mills to actively promote the resumption of the peace talks between them and the Andanis. The Abudus, at a crunch meeting yesterday, rescinded their decision to boycott the process. The Deputy National Director of Surveyors, Marco Stabil, has emphasized the need to involve more quality surveyors in the demarcation of land boundaries. This will help deal with the country's perennial problem of flooding. Mr. Stabil said the nation will not be able to manage its natural resources properly if it fails to appreciate the impact of surveyors. He was speaking at a seminar organized by the Ghana School of Surveying in Mapping as part of its 14th SRC week. Linda Godi was for Radio Ghana.
Established in 1921, the Ghana School of Surveying and Mapping, GSSM, trains middle-level manpower into the Ghana Armed Forces, Lands Commission, Geological Survey Department, Land Valuation Board, and Private Sector Survey Department. Mr. Marco Stabil said the role of a surveyor is crucial to national development and called on government to provide the needed facilities to enhance academic work. The Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Henry Ford Camille, pledged his ministry's commitment to working with the surveyors to upgrade development projects, even in the oil and gas sector. He said his outfit will liaise with the management of the school to provide their basic needs. The SRC president, Hafiz Usali Fukali, was worried that for 90 years the school cannot boast of basic ICT and survey equipment during internships in the rural areas. He called on government to, as a matter of urgency, provide the school with basic learning facilities.
A report by Linda Guji. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the media stories. President Mills demands hard work from his appointees. More declarations of support for President Mills as he gears up to contest Nanakunejo Ajman Rollins for NDC flag bearership. Abudu's return to peace talks. AU observer mission to Nigeria's presidential election needs President Goodluck Jonathan. Fighting and looting underway in Cote d'Ivoire despite capture of Laurent Gbagbo and simmering unrest in neighboring Burkina Faso. The Deputy General Secretary of NAT, Awachin Kansa, has advised teachers not to compare their syllabus with those in other sectors. Mr. Kansa said teachers have a lot of existing remunerations and allowances which can be improved upon to enhance their service conditions. He gave the advice at an emergency regional council meeting at Bolgatanga. The meeting was to collate views from members and also strategize on how to get their wages improved upon. We bring you a news desk report.
Mr. Nkansa said recent demands and agitations by teachers to remove its leadership following their migration to the single spine salary structure were politically motivated. He asked teachers not to use actions such as strikes to drive home their concerns, but ensure that peace, justice, harmony and stability prevail among them. The Upper East Regional Chairman of the Association, Stephen Jabute, used the occasion to congratulate members for the matured manner in which they conducted themselves during the labor unrest that followed the migration onto the structure. He expressed sympathy for those whose salaries were affected in various forms and condemned the violent behavior of other members.
That was a news desk report. Mind Freedom International Human Rights Group has identified stigmatization and neglect as major challenges confronting persons with mental disorders. These, it says, are a violation of their rights since they open up their patients to all forms of social and environmental hazards. The group said even though patients are given medication in the psychiatric hospitals, what is important is the love and care from relatives, friends and society to facilitate their reintegration. The Executive Secretary of Mind Freedom Ghana, Dan Taylor, made the statement at a workshop in Accra to create awareness on the rights of persons with mental disorders. Naja Blago has filed this report.
Mr. Taylor said human rights violations in the mental health system need urgent attention. He said throughout the world, countless people are kept in psychiatric institutions without adequate support. They are made to endure lonely confinement, restraint and experimentation, among others. Mr. Taylor said, everyone is vulnerable to any form of mental disorders. Hence, the duty of every individual not to discriminate against persons with mental disorders. He called on government to ensure the early passage of the Mental Health Bill, adding that it will help address the concerns of persons with mental disorders. A resource person from Mind Freedom International, Celia Brown, said psychiatric labeling can lead to segregation, discrimination and poverty. She said studies have also shown that some common psychiatric drugs can have the opposite of their intended effect.
That was Naja Blago's report. To stop the influx of fake textiles and also strengthen local industries, a 9-member committee has been inaugurated in Accra to ensure that no counterfeit textiles are imported. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, who inaugurated the committee, urged them to work professionally to protect those in the textile industry and ensure that all textiles coming through the right channel and the right duties are paid. Judith Doe has filed this report.
The committee is made up of representatives from the Ghana Police Service, Customs Excise and Preventive Service, as well as the textiles manufacturing companies, with Bismarck Edu Asari of GTP as the chairman. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Madame Hannah Tete, said it is important to take measures to protect the textile industry because of the ripple effect it has on the economy. Madame Tete explained that the collapse of one textile industry can lead to unemployment, poverty, and inability of government to generate revenue. She outlined what she expected of the committee.
From consultations with the textile manufacturing company, one of their greatest challenges is the influx of counterfeit products. It's not about not importing textiles. People have the right, and if someone wants to do trading in textiles as a business and can bring in textiles from other parts of the world that we find attractive, why not?
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, ending a report by Judith Doe. A high court in Accra has ordered the prosecution to produce 5 attachments accompanying a letter to the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning for the release of funds to Flexis Home Ventures and PHC Motors. The letter was alleged to have been written by former Deputy Information Minister Frank Ejekum in November 2008 for payments to be made to the two companies. The order was given after Defence Counsel raised an objection on the basis that the attachments accompanying the letter for the release of funds were incomplete. This was at the court sitting in Accra in the case where former Minister of Information Stephen Asamoah-Barton and others are standing trial for causing financial loss to the state. The Coalition Against Violence and Western Domination in Libya, RISE Group, has condemned what it observes as a systematic attempt by foreign powers to deny the people of Libya the right to self-determination. Members expressed their grievances when they presented a petition to the Northern Regional Minister Moses Bukarima Bengba in Tamale. Ghana's former President Johnny Jacob Kufo has urged Nigerians to show exemplary conduct in the presidential polls tomorrow for the emulation of other countries. He says Nigeria must get it right to pave the way for others to follow due to the country's population size and its strategic position in Africa. According to him, the conduct of the elections will have far-reaching effects on the rest of the continent. In a statement signed by his spokesperson, Frank Ejekum, former President Kufo said if Nigeria makes it peaceful, it will impact positively on the continent and show the rest of the world that Africa is capable of managing its electoral processes. President Goodluck Jonathan said that his government will not interfere in the conduct of the elections, adding that the ballots will be conducted in a free and fair manner and the results accepted. President Alassane Ouattara has received massive support from troops formerly loyal to his ousted rival, Laurent Gbagbo, despite ongoing violence. UN peacekeeping chief Alain Lera says there is still fighting and looting despite Ouattara's victory over Gbagbo's attempt to cling to power. Mr. Lera says people are still with arms, but there are no more blockades. Shooting has been heard at an elite barracks in Burkina Faso, where unrest within the military has been simmering. Soldiers at the presidential guard barracks in the presidential compound reportedly fired into the air in protest over unpaid housing subsidies. Gunfire was later heard elsewhere, possibly at another barracks. Burkina Faso, a struggling country of 16.3 million people, has been affected by the turmoil in neighboring Cote d'Ivoire. The World Bank has warned that the Ivorian conflict had disrupted supplies and also pushed prices up for processed foods such as dried milk, sugar and vegetable oil in Burkina Faso and other landlord countries in the region such as Mali and Niger. And now Mercy Sowa with the editorials of the papers.
The Daily Graphic welcomes moves by the National Peace Council to begin dialogue with the political parties towards peaceful elections in 2012. It says the country has had 5 peaceful elections since adopting multi-party democracy in 1992, and nothing should be done to pervert the process. The paper appeals to members of the political parties, especially those seeking leadership positions and their supporters, to be tolerant of one another's views and choices. In the view of the graphic, internal contest should not be generate into the use of intemperate language and name-calling, because in the end, every member of the party will be needed for the general elections. And that ends editorial of the graphic.
To end the news, the main points again. President John Evans Atta Mills has challenged his ministers and other appointees to put in more effort to support government to transform the socio-economic situation of the people. Groups within the NDC are expressing their unflinching support for President Mills in the upcoming Congress of the NDC. And President Alassane Ouattara has received support from two formerly loyal to ousted rival Laurent Gbagbo. The news was presented by Agatha Samoa in Accra.